Hello, my name is Pastor Michael E. Ton. I'm the senior pastor of the Bethlehem Baptist Church in Paul's Valley, Oklahoma. We're at 311 North Dunbar, 55 miles south of Oklahoma City. We want to welcome you to today's program. Today you're going to be listening to a word either from myself, my lovely wife Kimberly E. Ton, or associate minister at Bethlehem, or teacher. But before we get into Word today, we just want to welcome those who are listening throughout our MySpace page at www.myspace.com/Pastor Michael E. Ton. That's E-A-T-O-N. Maybe listening through our church website at www.heargodsword@bethlehem.com or podcast of the same name, Hear God's Word at Bethlehem, or through our Women of Divine Faith or other ministries all on the internet. Now, let's get into the Word.
Verses 1 and 2.
Would you please stand in reverence to the Word of the Lord? Stand symbolically saying that I will stand on the Word of God. We're going to be looking at the NIV this morning, the NIV, verses 1 and 2. It should be on the screen, but let's read this out loud together at the same time on three. 1, 2, 3. Amen. You may be seated in the household of the Lord. Through it all, this is a wonderful text. I pray that you will go back and study this whole text. And I'm going to try not to preach the whole text this morning. A message entitled, Through It All. And we're going to talk on around 3 points this morning. We're going to talk about through the flood. We're going to talk about through the flow. And we're going to talk about through the fire. Through the flood, through the flow, and through the fire. And we want Christians to know this morning that Christians should trust God through it all.
All right.
Amen. Say to your neighbor, neighbor.
Neighbor.
Oh, neighbor.
Oh, neighbor.
Trust God.
Trust God.
Through it all.
Through it all.
Many of you that have been around the church for a while now may be thinking of that song, I believe, that was written by Cleveland. Song that says, through it all, through it all, I've learned to trust in Jesus. And I've learned to trust in God. Through it all. Some of you may be thinking of a song more recent, that was Hezekiah Walker, who redid that same song. Others may be reminded of a song by Kirk Franklin here recently that literally says that I've been through the fires.
Yeah, yeah.
And I've been through the flood. But he'll never put more on you than I can bear. We're talking about this morning through it all. If I was to tell the truth, or you were to tell the truth this morning, that something
this morning you are going through. Because it amazes me that no matter how much these TV preachers bind the devil, that devil seemed to keep getting loose. And that devil has come in my life to make me have to go through some things. There's somebody here today, you are going through a sickness. We talk about the nurses representing healing, and you're coming here this morning wanting God to touch your body because you are going through sickness. There's others here today, you're here today, you are depressed. Oh, maybe you're depressed because you're single and you feel like you're alone, and you're going through life, you feel all alone. There's others who are married here today, they wish they were all alone because they're going through the drama of being married. Hello, somebody. Don't raise your hand. Just Don't poke your mate. But everybody in here is going through something, and not only something, but something that's very uncomfortable. Some of you are going through some stuff, and it's so painful that you can't even ask anybody to pray for you because it's that scandalous. Hello, somebody. And you're going through. And if you're going to live on this earth, guess what? You're going to have to go through something. Hello, somebody. You have to go through something to remind you that this world is not our home. Hello, somebody. Because if we weren't going through these kinds of things, we'll be just willing to be here. We'll never have to long of walking around heaven all day because this earth would be our heaven. Hello, somebody. But God has sent me here all the way from Paul's Valley, Oklahoma, to encourage you today that regardless of what you are going through, He's there with you all the way. Say to your neighbor, oh neighbor, God is with you through it all. And this text this morning gives us a graphic illustration about how tumultuous this world could be. This text talks about the flood. This text talks about the rivers. This text talks about the flood. And we live in a tumultuous world today. Oh, in Oklahoma, about 2 weeks ago, we had hurricane. We had not a hurricane, but we had a tornado. We had an earthquake. We had floods, we had thunderstorms all in the same day. Hello, somebody. I'm from Texas and I'm not used to the ground moving up under me. Hello, somebody. God says that regardless of what you're going through, I'm there with you through it all. Say to your neighbor, neighbor. Oh, neighbor, through it all. Paul's Valley, my wife and I, about 6 months ago, you may have heard on the television where they said there was a tornado over Paul's Valley. Take cover. I was at the church, and the choir was doing choir rehearsal, and my wife was calling me, and she was telling me that the newscasters told us to take cover. I'm so glad I had a God. As we prayed, they said the tornado dissolved over Paul's Valley. God is with you through it all. Earthquakes, floods, any kind of disasters that you face today, God is with you through it all. Through it all. And the text, it talks about, through the floods, it says, when you pass through the waters, I'll be with you. When you pass through the waters, I'll be with you. But you have to bounce up to text number one. Well, it talks about a covenant relationship with God, because God's people are a covenant relationship. Oh, they have a covenant relationship with God. And because of this covenant relationship with God, when you pass through the waters, and when you're at this time in your life where it seems like the flood waters are taking you away, God says today that I'm with you through the flood. When you pass through the waters, I'll be with you. Somebody here this morning, you're in some waters. Somebody here this morning, your life has been flooded by the circumstances. It has overtaken you. You've never gone through anything like this before, and it's flooded you. And you're wondering, what am I going to do? And God has sent me here to let you know that it's not time to panic. Hello, somebody. It's time for you to stand on the word of God. You see, our problem is that we don't like to get wet. You say, preacher, what do you mean? But when it rains on Sunday morning, oh, well, maybe it's like that in Oklahoma, not here in Houston, Texas, this great metropolis of Houston, Texas. But when it rains in Paul's Valley on Sunday morning, guess what? Folk don't come to church because they don't like to get wet. Hello, somebody. And you're like, oh, Peter and them that were in the storm, and the waters began to overflow the boat. And Jesus was on the boat, down at the bottom of the boat. And when he was down at the bottom of the boat, the disciples were on top of the boat. And the text says that the water was filling the boat. Hello, somebody. And when the water began to fill the boat, oh, they went down and they shook you. Jesus, carest thou not about us? Jesus, we up here getting wet. Hello, somebody. We up here getting wet. Jesus had to get up and say, oh, ye of little faith. And he had to rebuke the winds and the rain. Don't you know that your God is with you? You're in this life, you're going to have to go through something. And if you find yourself in a flood right now, God says, oh, don't worry about being wet. Don't worry about getting wet. I am with you through the water. Through it all. Deuteronomy 31:8 says, the Lord himself goes before you and will be with you. He will never leave you nor forsake you. Do not be afraid. And guess what? Do not be discouraged. Somebody here, you're discouraged by the floodwaters. You think that it's the end of the world as you know it. But God is saying to you this morning, don't worry about the waters. Go through the waters. Go through the flood. Sometimes in this life, we have to get wet. Hello, somebody. Hello, somebody. Through the flood. Not only through the flood, but through the flow. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you. And when you pass through the rivers, they will not sweep over you. Let me say that again, because somebody's is going through the rivers right now, a river of divorce, a river of bankruptcy, a river, a dry river of the drought. The front page of the Houston Chronicle talks about the lack of rain in their story this morning. Whatever you're going through, whatever is trying to sweep over you, whatever winds are trying to blow you away, as the devil does huff and puff and try to blow your house down. But the truth of the matter is he can huff and he can puff and he can blow, but you've got to be built on a solid foundation. You see, many times we get swept away because we have no foundation. We have no foundation because of the people we listen to on TV. We have no foundation because they tell you that your life is only is going to be blessed. You're blessed in the city. You're blessed in the field. You're blessed. Hello, somebody. But if we tell the truth, we're all going through something. Hello, somebody. And just because I'm going through don't mean I'm not blessed. Hello, somebody. That might be an indicator of how blessed I am. Come on here. Joseph, tell us about the blessing of God. Joseph said, well, that blessing starts in the pit. Hello, somebody. That blessing starts, by being sold in slavery. That blessing starts by, in the original beginning, by your family and your brothers and sisters not liking you. That blessing starts by being in slavery and somebody accusing you of crimes that you didn't commit, like Herman Cain says. Hello, somebody. He may have had an oops moment behind the scenes somewhere. Hello, somebody. Joseph, he said, those blessings start there. Oh, but even though I was in the pit, even though I was a prisoner, I was still blessed. God was still blessing me all along the way until when he finally blessed me after I had been through it all. He blessed me, to be second in charge of the land. Oh, the flood waters, the river's waters tried to sweep over me. They tried to make me give up on God. They tried to make me quit. But I said, I will not quit. I'm going to go forward. I'm going to go through it all. I'm going to go through the rain. I'm going to go through the fire. I'm going to go through the floods. I'm going to go through any tornadoes, earthquakes. In every place that I go through, I'm going to serve the Lord. Every place that I go through, I'm going to worship him. I'm going to glorify him. I'm going to learn to say hallelujah anyhow. Oh, the devil hates that when you're going through the flood and you say hallelujah anyhow. When you go through the waters that's trying to sweep you away, you say hallelujah anyhow. When you go through the tornadoes, when you go through the droughts, you say hallelujah anyhow. Anyhow, the devil hates that because that's true Christianity. He said, we go through it all with God. Say to your neighbor, neighbor. Oh, neighbor. Are you ready to take a walk? And take a walk. You don't have to walk through some things. Hello, somebody. You're going to have to learn to walk through the floods. You're going to have to learn to walk through the rivers. And that flow seems like it's about to take you away. But you're going to have to learn to take one step at a time with Jesus. And when you take one step at a time with Jesus, it means that you're standing on the rock of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Every step that you take through the rivers, every step when it seems like the flow is blowing you away a little bit, you take one step at a time and you make it through in Jesus' name. To go through something means to go in one side and come out the other. And right now, you may have to go through cancer. You better go in one side and come out the other. You may have to go through AIDS. Go in one side and come out the other. You may have to have a high blood. You go in one side and come out the other. Whatever the devil throws at you, you go in one side and you come out the other saying hallelujah all through it. Hallelujah, 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 devil. Hallelujah. Through the flow, Psalm 66:12 says, "You let man ride over our heads." And we went through fire and water. And guess what? But you brought us to a place of abundance. Hello, somebody. That's true prosperity preaching there. If you want to prosper, you're going to have to go through something. Hello, somebody. Give God a hand clap of praise. Up in here. Psalm said, you took us through the fire. You took us through the waters. And you were taking us. It ended up being a shortcut to our blessings. Hello, somebody. When I was in Abilene, Texas, that was an 11-hour trip back to Colorado Springs. It was an 11-hour trip, but it was a very isolated trip. Nobody goes back that way. Nobody. You're the only car back there. Wondering. You know, being of a certain hue, you don't want to end in some places. Hello, somebody. On the back roads. There's another way you can go, but it's an interstate, but it takes you 15 hours. Okay? You can decide to go the shortcut and make up 4 hours, or you can go the way everybody else goes and waste 4 hours. See, and that's what happens. The devil wants us to go the way everybody else is going. But I can guarantee you that you're wasting more than 4 hours. You're wasting a lifetime. Hello, somebody. You're wasting a lifetime going. But God says that I've got a way for you to go. And if you go this way, it's a shortcut. It's a way that's not traveled well. Hello, somebody. But if you're willing to go this way, if you're willing to go through the fire, if you're willing to go through the waters, if you're willing to go through it, I can take you to a place of abundance. Hello, somebody. Are you willing to go through the flood for the Lord? Are you willing to go through the flow and almost be swept away? Here's this last part that most of us Christians, we don't like. You say, why you say most of us Christians don't like? Well, we don't like fire. Hello, somebody. Or at the very least, we don't like going through no fire. if you don't believe me, ask how many here wants to be cremated? How many in here want to be cremated? You can save about $8,000 for your family. You're supposed to be gone to be with the Lord anyway. As a matter of fact, when we do graveside services, one of the things that I do is I take rose petals and I say, "Earth to earth, ashes to ashes, and dust to dust," which means that's where the body is going to anyway. Cremation is just speeding up the process. Hello, somebody. But how many here wants to be cremated even after I told you that? He said, "No, preacher, we ain't buying that. We don't like to go through the fire while we're living, let alone when we're dead." You say, "You sure enough right, preacher." The Bible says here that yes, we as Christians have to go through the fire. It says when you walk through the fire, you will not be burned. The flames will not what? Set you ablaze. Wow. What a word. You know that this is a figurative word, because Many of us here right now have been in the fire for years. I've been in the fire of sickness, the fire of bankruptcy, the fire, all kind of fires of a difficult marriage, the fires of singlehood, the fires of single parenthood, the fires of having to pay your wife's or your ex-wife's rent off of the child support. Hello, somebody. All kind of fires. God says this morning that if you are in the fire, that you can make it through. Say to your neighbor, neighbor, oh neighbor, you can make it through this fire. You can make it through this fire. You can make it through. God says that you can make it through. God says in his word that when you walk through the fire, you will not be burned, and the flames will not set you ablaze. If you don't believe me, ask this testimony in Daniel. Hello, somebody. You remember Daniel? You remember that story? Daniel chapter 3, and we'll end at the end of the story where the king says, and he said, look, I see four men walking around in the fire, unbound and unharmed. And the fourth one looks like a son of God. Oh, which means that if you're here today and you're in the fire, there's some stuff that needs to be taking place through the fire. Number one, you're not to be set ablaze. Number two, that means that you are to be unbound. Oh, you say, preacher, but that don't mean nothing. Yes, that means a whole lot, because when they got thrown in the fire, they were bound up. Oh, but when they hit the bottom of that fiery pit, oh, all that fire did was unbind him. All that fire did.
Hello again, this is Pastor Michael Eaton. I've been your host for today's program. And before we sign off, we just want to make sure that you have a personal relationship with God. You know, many people are waiting to have a personal relationship with God. They're waiting because they're trying to clean up their life or get right with God, to stop smoking or cursing before they come to the house of the Lord. And you know what I tell them? There's nothing that you can do or stop doing that would make you right for a relationship with God. The thing that you must do, however, is take God's provision. You see, in order to get right with God, you have to meet him on his terms, and his terms is Jesus Christ. The Bible said, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. And the Bible says that we have all sinned and come short of the glory of God. But the Bible also said that God demonstrated his love towards us, and that while we were yet sinners, Christ died. God's only Son, God's love, Christ died for us. So in order to get right with God, you have to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. And you can do that today by praying this simple prayer. Dear God, I confess with my mouth the Lord Jesus, and I believe in my heart that Jesus died for my sins, was buried, and rose again on the third day. Dear God, come into my life, come into my heart as my Lord and Savior. Amen. And praise the Lord. If you prayed that prayer for the first time, then the angels in heaven are rejoicing. For now you are a child of the living King. Because you're a child of the living King, you have to find God's family. And that's what the church is. The church is God's family here on earth. We love and believe by faith that you've been born to the household of faith here at Bethlehem again. We're at 311 North Dunbar in Paul's Valley, Oklahoma, 55 miles south of Oklahoma City. We'd love to see you in our services. But if you're listening throughout the world, listening throughout the United States, Canada, United Kingdom, or even China, we're going to pray that God will deliver you to a Bible-believing, Bible-teaching, Bible-living church where you can grow up in the things of God. We want to thank you once again for listening. And again, if you prayed that prayer for the first time, you need to find a church home, a baby born needs to be a baby born in the family. Because babies can't make it on their own. And if you prayed that prayer for the first time, you are a spiritual baby.
Thank you for
and you must find a church home. Again, we want to thank you for joining us today. And I'm going to give us a final benediction. A benediction is a final blessing. Father God, we thank you, Lord, and we pray in Jesus' name that you would bless everyone at the sound of my voice, especially the new children of God. Deliver them safely to a church home and put your hedge of protection around us all. Keep us safe from all harm and danger until we meet again, either here in Cyber Church or in the service. We thank you, Father God, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Hello again. This and is Pastor Mike Wee Tom, the senior pastor of the Bethlehem Baptist Church in Paul's Valley, Oklahoma. We want to take this opportunity to see if God used this message in your heart, if your life has changed, if God really spoke to you and touched your heart and changed the moment in your life. We just want to thank God for how he's working in your life, but we also want to take this opportunity to see if we can get you to sow a seed in the life of our church. Right now, we're entering into a building program, and we've calling this program Vision to Reality. And this is phase one of our building program, and I've told many of our members, you know, I may not serve at a mega church, but I do serve a mega God. Not living in a mega city. This is Paul's Valley. But we serve a mega God because we're heard all over the United States and different countries and kingdoms. And we're believing that God owns the cattle on a thousand hills where you are. And if you take a moment and go to our church website at www.heargodsword@bethlehem.com. And you can hear it. Tap the link on the MySpace page or just go to the front page of our website at www.heargodsword@bethlehem.com and scroll to the bottom there. You'll see Vision to Reality, and that's where you can give to the building. And we want to do it kind of just like Obama did it. He raised his funds. It was just people, ordinary, everyday people, $25 that helped him to raise millions of dollars in an economy that people were saying that is depressed. I think that's God, and I believe God can do it for us, and we want you to give. Once again now, if God has touched and moved and worked in your life as a result of you listening to this ministry, we want you to give to Vision to Reality and help us to make our building here in Paul's Valley, state-of-the-art building, a reality, because you've taken time to give $25, $50, $10, $100, and you may be able to do more. Whatever God is laying on your heart, we need you so we can build this vision to a reality. May God bless you and keep you is my prayer. Again, go to the website, www.heargodsword@bethlehem.com.